Welcome to Midday Prayer for Thursday, May 19th, 2022, the fifth Thursday of Easter. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. From Psalm 147. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, who has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes. God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold? The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. Loving God, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call them by name. Heal hearts that are broken, gather those who have been scattered, and enrich us all from the fullness of your eternal wisdom, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "You shall not eat anything with its blood. You shall not practice augury or witchcraft. You shall not round off the hair on your temples or mar the edges of your beard. You shall not make any gashes in your flesh for the dead, or tattoo any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, that the land not become prostituted and full of depravity. You shall keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums and spiritualists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You shall rise before the aged and defer to the old, and you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. When an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress the alien. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as the native born among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall not cheat in measuring length, weight, or quantity. You shall have honest balances, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and observe them. I am the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A prayer of Thomas Aquinas, circa 1225 to 1274. Give me, O Lord, a steadfast heart, which no unworthy affection may drag downward. Give me an unconquered heart, which no tribulation can wear out. Give me an upright heart, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow on me also, O Lord my God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer after a suicide or other untimely death. God of compassion, you know our suffering and hear our cries. Trusting in your unending grace, we place all our hope in you. Embrace us in our agony. Comfort us in our sorrow. Help us in our distress. Receive this person into your eternal realm, where there is no more crying and no more pain. Sustain us by your mercy, and confirm in us your promise of everlasting peace. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Eternal God, we praise you that your glory has dawned on us and brought us into this season of resurrection. We rejoice that the grave could not hold your Son, and that he has conquered death, risen to rule over all powers of this earth. We praise you that he summons us into new life, to follow him with joy and gladness. By your Spirit, lift us from doubt and despair, and set our feet in Christ's holy way, that our lives may be signs of his life, and all we have may show forth his love. Praise, glory, and thanksgiving to you, our God, for ever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.